Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Oakland school district is discriminating against Christian after-school clubs, and we're about to end that practice. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, you know, Matt, we filed a lawsuit on behalf of the school district in California that would not restart the Good News Clubs after COVID. And unfortunately, we've had to continue in the lawsuit. They don't seem to get the message yet, but we've never lost a case in these Good News Clubs, and I assume that we will win in this one as well.
This is pretty well straightforward. This is Child Evangelism Fellowship of NorCal East Bay against the Oakland Unified School District and its superintendent, Dr. Kyla Johnson Trammell, for unlawfully denying elementary school Good News Clubs access to the school facilities on an equal basis with other non-religious clubs.
You know, it's really sad when a lot of these school officials really need to go to the back of the class when they don't understand the Constitution, the First and 14th Amendment, as well as a state law.
You know, it's pretty straightforward. We've had to litigate this before COVID. We've won all the time. We've been litigating them after COVID. What's happened is COVID happened. And before COVID, by the way, there was a United States Supreme Court case in June of 2001 came out involving a Good News Club. And that case was very clear that in that school district, they allowed scouts, and therefore, consequently, they could not disallow the Good News Club because the scouts said, well, they teach morals and character value. And the Good News Clubs do the same thing. They teach morals and character, but they do it from a Christian viewpoint.
But they can't discriminate when they're allowing similar clubs, for example, Girls on the Run or the Chess Club or whatever, and not allow the Good News Clubs. You can't discriminate.
Before, they used to say, well, you couldn't go on campus because you're Christian, and that would be a separation of church and state. Well, schools lost that argument at the U.S. Supreme Court in 2001.
Yeah.
They lost that. And we've never lost a case since then. We've had all kinds of issues that they've tried to raise. Well, okay, now that they have to allow them access, they've come up with all other kinds of ways to discriminate.
Lame excuses, I might add.
Yeah, like you can meet on campus, but you can't meet right after school just like the others, so you have to come back at 6 o'clock. Well, nobody's going to do that.
Well, and this one was pretty basic. On one of them, the school district discriminated against the Good News Clubs on the basis of its religious viewpoint.
Yeah, this one was pretty straightforward.
You just put a target on your own back.
Yeah, thank you very much for helping us win this case.
Yeah.
So what happened is all these different excuses before COVID, we've won every single one of them. Then COVID hit, all the schools were shut down, so they shut down, obviously, the school clubs. Then the schools opened up, and then they gradually allowed the clubs in. But they have allowed secular clubs in. So some schools, like Rhode Island last year, like Hawaii, they decided to discriminate against the Good News Clubs. We're going to take this advantage, this opportunity, to say no.
Use it as an excuse.
They use it as an excuse. Yeah. Well, that didn't work out well for them because we litigated against Rhode Island, litigated against Hawaii, and we won.
But like these officials here, you know, in Oakland, well, we can't have them because these are not a good match, quote unquote, or we're not in support of evangelism on our campus.
Yeah.
Nah.
Or there's no space, which I don't believe that.
Yeah, they're offered to meet outside. That's not a, you know.
Yeah, they did that in Hawaii. Well, we could meet outside. You know, it's nice weather all the time there generally.
California, same, yeah.
Is California going to be the same? But no, no space. Oh, no, you really do have space. Well, no, because it's due to your not being a community partner. We've litigated this idea of community partner before. And some schools have said, well, we only open up after school programs to community partners. So what's a community partner? A community partner, some of these schools have said, and they've lost every single time. Well, it's a club or an organization that we choose to be a partner that actually provide a benefit that we otherwise do not have to provide. So it might be a soccer club Well, then we don't have to provide after-school soccer because this group does. Well, that's not going to work. Is it an organization that provides some kind of gathering for young people on campus after school? The answer, yes. Okay, you can't deny the Good News Club. That's as simple as that. So the community partnership's not going to work. The no space is not going to work. The no good match is a loser. And you know what? The due to your religious program, that's a dead loser. Mm-hmm. So let's get real people out there in Oakland, California. You need to settle this case. You need to do it quickly because the longer that you do this, the more expensive it's going to be because we will win this case and we will gain equal access for the Good News Clubs and the school districts will have to pay.
You know, I think it's really sad, too, that the school officials, this is really for the, it's a win-win situation for the school and for the children. And parents have to sign off on their children attending. They're not, you know, it's not up to the child. The parent has to sign an agreement for the child to attend, and they don't charge any money. And they learn about good citizenship, character development, leadership development. I mean, why would you as a school not want your children learning this kind of thing? Because they're going to end up having better behavior as a result.
Well, the only reason why you would not want those kind of good results, because they do have good results and they benefit the school.
We've heard testimonies of that. Yeah.
You have better kids, more polite. You know, they're going to be more respectful to each other, less problems. They're going to be more respectful to their teachers, to the other staff. Who wouldn't want that?
Instead of pushing all this gender stuff on them where they don't know what gender they are and what pronouns they want.
Yeah, and so that gets to the point of why they wouldn't want them, because they don't like the Christian viewpoint. That's mm-hmm. it, pure and simple. They don't like the Christian viewpoint. If they're not going to push their woke ideology, their gender ideology, their abortion ideology.
Yeah, pushing them to be sexual promiscuous, all of that, which funds Planned Parenthood, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and so if they don't do that, then they don't want them on campus. Mm-hmm. So it's a hostility toward the Christian message, and that gets directly to this particular statement where, well, you're going to not be allowed on campus, quote, due to your religious programming, due to its religious programming. They don't want your religious programming on campus. Basically, they don't want your Christian programming on campus. Well, that's not going to fly constitutionally. So what we have done is we filed our reply brief. We asserted that the Oakland School District defense runs dangerously close to perjury, that they say they do not contest the evidence in the court documents. That's pretty clear. The district did attribute its unconstitutional and discriminatory treatment of CEF to a new policy and new practices, even though the state and school district regulations reflect no such changes. And that's why we said your defense is running dangerously close to perjury. You're lying.
A new policy? Really?
So, you know, we just filed our reply brief. We've noted that the school district does not contest and therefore concedes that the policies unconstitutionally treat CEF differently than the other similarly situated organizations in violation of the free speech and free exercise clause and free, the equal protection clause. And to date, by the way, other organizations such as you mentioned, Holly, Girls on the Run and Berkeley Chess School, they're allowed to use the school facilities for after-school programs. CEF Good News Clubs remain excluded by blatant religious discrimination.
Not a good point.
In fact, Girls on the Run, they popped up in Rhode Island. Rhode Island allowed these schools, Girls on the Run, not CEF. Rhode Island lost that. Hawaii, they also had Girls on the Run, but not Good News Clubs. Hawaii lost that. We have a permanent injunction. Now the Good News Clubs are starting in Hawaii for the first time mm-hmm. since COVID. Because that was throughout the entire state. Rhode Island was some schools within Rhode Island, not the whole state. Now Oakland is saying the same thing. Girls on the Run's okay. Good News Clubs are not. They're going to lose that. These schools need to be taught a lesson. Good News Clubs, you know, Holly, we've talked about this before. They are really good news. It's their only good news that a public school.
Absolutely. And, you know, these kids love them. They have fun. They play games and, you know, interact with each other and have teachers, volunteers that are well vetted, that are well trained. It's a great thing for these kids.
I encourage you to find out more about Child Evangelism Fellowship in your community. You can contact Liberty Counsel, lc.org, or go to our phone number and call 407-875-1776. We can put you in touch with the state and local good news organizations in your area. And I encourage you to be a participant, to be involved, to pray for them, to have your church actually, what I call, adopt a good news club. And that means by praying for the club, providing volunteers for the club, and providing financial resources for these clubs as well. They are great opportunities to take the good news of the gospel to the public elementary schools all over America. For more information, Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.